Blog Talk Radio.
Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low. What's your angle? Don't let me see your chain hanging low.
I'm riding. I'm riding.
I'm grinding.
I'm riding. your sanity while building a business. I mean, oh my God, I had 2.5 seconds before I had lost my whole mind driving in today. And on top of that, just my week. My week has been extremely crazy. Extremely crazy. Enough for me to just want to just walk away. But I had to learn some things through this process, guys. I had to learn how to keep my sanity through the week. I mean, I have so many roles, guys. Like, tons of roles in my life, right? Tons of responsibilities. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a leader. I'm a representative of my sorority. I have a lot of different things. And I mean, let's balance that off at all. Like, what do we do? Right? What do we do to try to maintain and do a good job in each and every aspect of our lives? How do we keep our minds focused and keep our grind focused to be able to do the things necessary to make the impact that we feel like we were called to do? Well, that's what I'm here for today. That's what we're talking about today. How can we maintain our sanity? I just need all my family members to come on in. My whole Grindr fam, my TPLO fam, my Facebook fam, Instagram fam, Blog Talk fam, iHeartRadio fam. You know I have to put out these plugs because we are on the best Facebook in this season, TLO Media with my engineer coach Sensei.
Your personal life, whether it's in your career life, at your job,
or whether it is trying to drive in and do something great for your brand. So I had all three this week. So I had a major report to do for my VP. And it's a data-driven report. If anybody knows what I do, like, you know, that's all I do is manipulate data all day, do technical stuff, trying to, you know, bring everything to a an efficient process, right? So I got up, you know, trying to be me, trying to be Miss Proactive. I got up at 6 o'clock to make it to work at 7. And I get there, and the report is due at 12 o'clock. So I'm at 80% of completing a report by, like, you want to say about 10:45, and I was doing good until my report crashed. And, you know, people always ask, well, did you save? Did you save? Yeah, I saved. Of course I saved. It was like on autosave. But the report crashed. All the data got corrupt. And when I tried to, whatever I recovered, the remains that I recovered didn't even remotely get me to the point that I was initially. But it didn't happen one time. It happened two times, guys. It happened twice where I had to start all over from scratch. So, like, from there, that's enough to make any professional lose their mind. When you gain some momentum, you've drunk three cups of coffee, and now you're on this roll, and it crashes, something comes to a complete halt, it just threw me for a whole loop. I mean, I was, like, totally, like, discombobulated. I can say that, right? I'm discombobulated. And I was just like...
That's a real word.
That is a real word.
That
is a real word. Discombobulated is a real word, guys. But at the end of the day, it was like, oh my God, how can I, like, after the second time, guys, I checked out. And I had to tell my VP that. I'm like, I had checked out. And, like, after that, like, my whole heart shrunk. But how many people know that, of course, I had to get right back into the saddle and get that report done. And it got done. You know, so, I mean, it's just like you have to refocus your mind. When all hell is breaking loose in your life, you have to refocus your mind. And for me, guys, that was just the craziest. It was the craziest. And then in just driving here, I got to tell the story. We're riding, you know, I leave at like 4 o'clock to make it here at least by 6. You know, just to get, you know, just to get some free time to be able to, you know, sit down and transition from work mode to grind mode, right? Which they kind of like one and the same. But we come all the way back. I have to drop off my car because it has to be repaired because we had a little damage. And we drop the car off. We get the loaner car. We come in. And my husband, we're like halfway. Were we like halfway? Halfway. Almost. I'm like, we like kind of like 15, 20 minutes into the ride. My husband leaves his phone in our car. We had to turn all the way back around to go get the phone. To go get the phone. And you already know, guys, like, that is enough. When you're focused on being on time, and you want to be on time, and I want to get to you guys on time. For us to have to turn back around and drive through the same set of traffic that we initially fought to get to, just to get a phone, I could have lost my mind then.
Yep.
I could have went crazy then.
Yep.
But I didn't. Instead, I had to refocus myself and have to, you know, get my mind right to communicate with my husband because at that time I'm hangry because we didn't have enough time to start. I'm still hangry. I'm still hangry, guys. I'm hungry. And at the same time, still have this conversation with him riding in. I did. It might have been a little sporadic, but I told him, you have to have some honest communication, guys.
I was talking to her. She wasn't
so worthy, yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate
and I'm just saying, like, and my girl Travel Bug Annie is on. And I mean, you hangry too, girl. I mean, I know you hangry because you're doing intimate fasting right now. But I'm like, oh my God. Like, everything happens at the most inopportune time. That's a word, right?
That is a word.
And I'm on the road here, Dr. Beta. I'm on the road. But here we are. Like, you know, having to go through these constant hiccups, whether it's personal, whether it's in your life, there's always something that pops up. But how do we maintain our sanity? How do we zone in and see the roadblocks coming, see the extra stuff happening, but not let it take us off our journey, not let it distract us? That's what we're talking about today. I mean, it is so serious. It's so serious. So I'm just going to get down to the nitty-gritty, guys. These are the different things that I had to go through, me personally. So these are tried and true over the week, really over my whole entire life. But the first one is, when all hell is breaking loose, do you have a reliable source? Meaning, do you have a medium, a source? For me, I have a source. I only have one source. But do you have a reliable source that you can go into for energy, for peace? You know, do you have a source? My people out there, do you have a reliable source? In order to be good, in order to go into this thing, starting, whether it's building a business, whether it's starting your nonprofit, whether it's elevating in your career, do you have a source? Sometimes that source is spiritual. Sometimes it's personal between you and your best friend. You know, do you have a confidant? You know, out of your life, it's hard to find one true person you can rely on that will help you when all hell is breaking loose, when you're going crazy. Like, you know, for me, I have to go into my prayer room. I have to get in tune with God. I have to let him know, like, God, like, I'm depleted. You know, I have did everything that I could do, not just for the week, guys, but for the day. I have did everything that I could possibly do just to get through the day. I need to be refilled. I need to refocus. I need to reset my spirit, my mind, and my thought process so that I can be able to move on with my sanity, so I can be able to move on with a healthy mindset to be able to handle the day. I'm not even worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Just let me get through the day. And once I get home, just like I get home tonight, I'm going to be focused on going straight into my source.
When you say reliable source, I heard you say friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then your personal one, you said it was prayer and everything else. But what makes a person... trying to help you stretch. What makes a person a reliable source or something?
And that is a good question, Dr. Dana. Like, what makes a person or a source reliable?
Mm-hmm.
One, for me, personally, because I can only speak for myself, guys. One, for me, is when I go to that source, I can depend on it. When I say depend on it, meaning that I have a track record with this source. That means that every time I go to this source, they're going to always pour into me and put me back at square one, at my level, reset me back at that level of energy. Because when you go through your daily lives, you have, like I said, I can only speak for myself. You have your children that you have to pour into. You have your job you have to pour into. You have your marriage you have to pour into. You have your friends and your community and everything else that you're engaged in that you have to pour into. And at the end of the day, who pours into you? You know, how do you get refilled? It has to be something. It has to be a source. Whatever puts you right back at your reset level so that you can pour back into the elements or the things that you do. It's important. Gotta have a source. Gotta have a source. I got some good ones here, guys. Good ones. The next one is, are you busy for the sake of being busy? Like, if you're busy just for the sake of being busy, that can mess with your sanity, guys. Like, sometimes, and I was identifying this the other day, busyness can be an addiction. Like, you can be addicted to being busy. You can do several things that's not getting you anywhere. You're doing 12 different things, and not one of those particular things is driving you closer to your goal, driving you closer to being great in what you're called to do, then you need to check that. Because what happens is now your mind is all over the place. You're scattered all over the place. Your thoughts are all over the place. Your decision-making processes are all over the place. And you feel like you're doing something, and you're really a hamster in a wheel. And you're just running on in this little wheel, and you're not going anywhere. So here's the thing. Check, write down all the things that you have to do in one particular day. Just write them down. Jot them down. Like your daily process. What is that? What does that consist of? And look at those processes. Look at those things on your list and identify, are all of them necessary? Are all of them driving me to the particular goal that I'm trying to accomplish? If it's not, then you got to rethink this thing. I would want to just scratch those things off your list. Can't have 30, try to do 30 things in one day. You know, you want to do this, and then, you know, you want to start your business, but then you want to, you know, start a nonprofit, and then you want to go and get your PhD. Then you want to, I mean, you have a lot of things going on, but it just seems like you're just busy. Are you busy just to tell people you got a lot of stuff to do? I mean, sometimes, you know, it's good, it sounds good, and it feels good when you're talking to people. You're like, oh, yeah, I got something I got to do. You know, I got this place I got to go. Oh, yeah, I got this thing I got to do. Oh, I got a project that I got to complete. And at the end of the day, like, are you mentally there? Are you mentally there, or are you just saying it? Or are you just being busy just to keep your mind off of certain things? We had a strong conversation, me and my coworker, about that specifically. Mm-hmm. Like how we have all these particular goals, we have all these particular things. And the funny thing about it, guys, is that you know what you're called to do. Like, you know really deep down inside what gives you that passion and what gives you that energy to, you know, pursue this particular goal. You know, if you love to cook, you know that that's where you're called. If you love to draw, if you love to paint, you know that that's where you're called to be. But at the same time, you get caught up in all the little intricate details. You, like, I had this conversation with my daughter this morning about, specifically about being busy. Like, your thought process is all over the place. And it gets to the point that you're so busy that you become overwhelmed and that you can't mentally handle the necessary things. So it's you check those things off your busy list. If you're busy, you're too busy, I hope everything that you guys are doing out there is pushing you closer and closer to your goal. We got our daily tasks that we got to do. We got to feed our family. We got to go run errands at Walmart. We got to, you know, go to the doctor, go get the baby some Pampers. We got, those are the natural things we got to do. You know, we got to go get gas, and, you know, and we got to, you know, go work out and do all these particular things. But at the end of the day, the rest of the stuff that's on that list,
Is it vital? Is it necessary? Is it growing or pushing you closer to your goal? If it is, then you're good. We just got to keep you sane while you're doing it. But if you're not, we need to check some of that stuff off our list, guys, because, you know, which brings me to my next point, which I love. You got to eliminate the unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And it's not just, you know, just the busy task that you have on your list. It's everything. It's who you engage with. It's what you talk about. It's what you look at on social media. It's what you, you know, what you engage in. Is it necessary? Is it necessary to watch that social media video of two people fighting? For 4 minutes. Just turned up on the next level. For that second, it's drama. But is it necessary? You know, is it necessary? Is it necessary for you to have 8 websites to try to do one particular thing? Like, you have to be able to eliminate the unnecessary. I was saying eliminate the unnecessary. That sounded good, too. But at the same time, guys, you have to eliminate it. Now, here's one thing, right? Like, for me, I shut down just extra talk. When I say extra talk, if somebody's talking about somebody and they can't do anything to help that person, I shut you down. Like, for me, gossip just don't run well with me. I'm not a gossiper. I don't like gossip. I don't like digging in a lot of drama. And I guess that's because I grew up with so much drama in my life. Like, now that I'm 40, I don't entertain the drama. It's like, sometimes you see the stupidest stuff. Like, on Maury, guys, if I see another woman on Maury Povich with 8 different possible baby daddies, I would flip. Like, I can't watch that. It irritates me to my soul. Why? Because it's an unnecessary thing. It's not taking me nowhere. It's just,
nope.
Like, really just curse at, you know, at the TV. But my mom, she loves it.
You are not the father.
Oh, my God. Again. Like, how many times is she going to run off the stage?
And
that's what I try to figure
out.
Like,
matter of fact, this whole front row.
Right. None of y'all on this front row are the father. And my thing is, was it really necessary? Was it really necessary for the young lady to be on there 8 times? I feel like after that, the necessary thing to do is to accept that you don't know who you're. Because within that month time of being able to conceive, and after this, I'm just going to go because it affects my spirit when I think about it. But in that month time where you're trying to find your father, you know that you've been with multiple people at the same time. You have to consider what you're doing. Eliminate the unnecessary. That's a good one. That's a good one, especially when I'm thinking about more. You got to eliminate the unnecessary. Stop all the extra talk. Get off the phone with people that, I mean, are not talking about anything, but can bring you a gang of problems. Can always talk about what somebody else isn't doing, what somebody else don't have, why that person is the problem. Like, for me, at a certain amount of time, I'm like, I shut all the way down. My grandfather, and God bless his heart, said that you have 6 months to mind your own business and 6 months to leave other people's business alone. So out of the whole 12 months, you have no time for other people's stuff. Just focus. Eliminate anything that's not conducive, anything that's going to drive you crazy. And you know what it is. You can hear it. It's that call. When you see that number come across that screen, you know how it makes you feel, and you answer the phone anyway, knowing that that person is going to say something crazy, knowing that person is going to ask you for something stupid, you know, and it's like you have to shut it down. The more that you eliminate, the better your mind will be to focus on the things that matter. What matters? What matters to you? Does love and hip hop matter? You know, what's some other ones? County Housewives? I don't know those things because I don't even watch TV like that, guys. Like, I got certain shows that I watch.
Nope.
So, like, now that Game of Thrones is off, I have no other. Like, my husband said he watched all of them.
Nope.
He said he watched the one with Love and Hip Hop. Oh,
nope.
Black Ink, Purple Ink, Green Ink.
Nope. Nope.
But at the same time, is it necessary? Is it taking you to that next level? Sometimes people watch TV to kind of like, you know, debrief, kind of like, you know, wind down, kind of like tone all the hectic days down, and you look forward to sitting in front of your TV with some wine and watching, you know, America's Next Top Model. They still got that on?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, guys. I don't know. Babe, I'm not talking about
that. Nope.
He is a Netflix
binger,
but
Orange is the New Black. I didn't even know the new series had started.
Orange is the New Black. I never seen it. So, but you have to realize that, you know, once the more you eliminate, guys, the better your mind is going to be. The better you can be focused, and the better you can be able to make the type of decisions necessary to go to the next level in your business or whatever you call it to be professionally. So that takes me into that next topic. You have to stay focused. Like, once you're able to eliminate the unnecessary, then you can stay focused.
That's number four?
Yes.
Stay focused?
Yes. Number four is stay focused. And when you're in your zone, when you're focused, like, nothing else matters. My whole drive right now is to just focus, stay in my zone, stay in my lane, stay in my zone, and work this thing. It's not to say that, okay, you're not going to have mental hiccups every now and then. Your mind is not going to wander into Love and Hip Hop mode, because there's sometimes where, depending on what time it is, and after I have knocked down, you know, every particular task that I could possibly knock down, when my husband turns on Love and Hip Hop, I'm right there. So, I mean, at certain times, you just have to just stay focused. Keep your mind on the main goal and focus on pursuing everything surrounded by the main goal. Anything else outside of that can have the ability to mess you up mentally. Like, have you ever did that? Have you ever watched a series? Have you ever watched, like, binge, and when you went to sleep, you were still thinking about it? Like, you had the whole dream now that you're in Love and Hip Hop and you buried Stevie J. Like, have you ever had that? Or you're fighting somebody now, throwing a drink on somebody in the club. Like, have you ever had those particular dreams? Like, that lets you know you're doing a little bit too much. Sometimes I work, and I have to be honest with you guys, sometimes I work so hard, I dream that I'm still working. Have you ever had that? Have you ever had, like, you work so hard that you're talking in your sleep about work? Mm-hmm. Like, you're still working in your sleep. So, you know, that lets you know I'm in a zone, I'm focused, you know, I'm working in my sleep. But for the most part, guys, you have to stay focused. Once you keep your mind focused on that particular thing that you're called to do, everything else starts to just fall from the wayside. Like, I don't even entertain anything that's not conducive to where I'm going. That's just it. Wherever it is, like, I have multiple particular things. If it's not about my children, if it's not about my marriage, if it's not about my job or my business, like, you know, or the affiliations of everything that I'm in, Taro Mew, my church, you know, if it's not in that arena, I don't even pay no mind. I'm like, okay, is that something extra? So let's talk about this one. This is the one that I love, that I was quoting, like, every day, right? You should not give anyone the authority to take your peace. Don't give anyone the authority to take your peace. When you give someone the authority, that means that you're letting them put you in a place of mental instability. To be placed in a area or a element of mental instability just because somebody asked about fried chicken or somebody asked, did you do this or did, like, I can't let anyone take me off my square. Like, you don't earn the right to take my peace. As you get older, because, you know, when you're younger, you love drama. Like, everything just, you know, was crazy. Everything is a sense of urgency. Everything is like a mental breakdown. You're about to have a mental breakdown about everything. But when you get older, you start looking at things like, look, if it don't add up, please believe me. I don't like people in my house. Like, I can't let people come live with me. I don't know if that's, you know, some people say that's not the Christian thing to do. You're supposed to open your doors to people. But I have to be 100 with you guys. My house is my area of peace. It's already disrupted with the children, with the dog, with the cat, with, you know, everything that goes on. Like, so for me to add somebody extra into my household, that disturbs my peace. I like to come home and relax. And when I say relax, I give my children a certain amount of time to engage with them, and then after that, I shut down. I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, I don't want to deal with nothing else. But when you allow people to come into your home that have even more, like they have their own demons, their own issues, their own dysfunctions, and then they come into your home and add that into your household, that will make you go crazy. I don't know about anybody else, but that makes me lose my mind. You know, now I got to sit here, and I don't care what anyone says. Oh, I love people in my house. After a certain amount of time, and you see that same person, and they not in your immediate household, you start to feel some type of way. You know, you start to look at them like, look, I just need you. That's why I tell my family members, like, when you come to my house, if you come to stay, you got to have a plan. Give me a plan, a 30-day exit strategy. That means that you coming in, you're going to tell me where you're going, and you're going to tell me how long you're going to be here, and I'm going to put you on that timeline. If I don't, I'm going to lose my mind. Here's the thing. 30 is good. I feel like 30 is enough time to, you know, get yourself together. Like, I even do, like, my family, when they come in, I do their resume. Like, if it's to, like, I have a family member that, you know, is, I'll make sure, like, I do your resume. I give you tools before you leave the house to help you.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Is 30 days too long for you, Dr. Dana?
I don't have house guests. I was just asking this. My mom's going to be doing it.
Hey,
he is mine.
You know he just love his mama.
I do.
Hey.
She the same way.
I know she is.
Okay, all the ladies, man. All right.
Yeah, because after a certain amount of time. Yeah,
this is clean.
So then that means that I'm not as bad as I thought, guys. I'm not as bad as I thought.
You real nice.
Yeah. But, I mean, and this is not often, so I don't want anybody to think that, you know, at any given time you come up, show up.
Y'all too far. I don't care about
that. That's one of the reasons why I move. You got to move far from your people sometimes. You have to move far from the access.
Uh-huh.
That means that for you to get to me, it's going to take some money. You got to either drive or you got to do something. Like, my family don't even come see me. They're like, you too far. You all the way over in Egypt. I can't even come. And I'm like, that's good, I understand. But at the same, it's important, guys, that you don't give anyone the authority to have your peace. Your peace is the best thing for mental sanity. Your peace. Without your peace, there is no sanity. Like, you're going to be all over the place. You're going to look at people and they're going to start flipping out. Like, it only takes, like, a little bit. Like, it only takes, like, one little thing that's going to throw you way overboard, and now you're ready to kick the dogs, the family, the kids, and everybody out the house and say, forget this business, forget this job. Everybody's been there. Everybody's been in that, you know what, forget it mode. Like, I'm you know what, I'm done. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of kids. I'm tired of dogs. I'm tired of cats. I'm tired of people calling me. Don't call me. You know, you get to that point. But it's because you gave them the authority to come on into your zone. You gave them the authority to come into your place of peace. You have to secure that. Like everybody says, secure the bag. You got to secure your peace. Your peace is a position. It is not something that, you know, you can just throw in and out of your purse. It's a position that you have to stand in. And when you eliminate the unnecessary, when you stay focused, when you eliminate all the busyness, and when you stick to your source, you're going to get there. You're going to have that place of sanity. Like right now, I just have to be transparent. I have no room in my house. I have a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom house, and I have nothing. I don't have a she shed. I don't have a man cave, a woman cave. I don't have an office. I don't have anything. Before, I had a room that I can go in that I called my war room, my room where I could be able to just tune everything out. And that has left. So I'm going to tell you guys, and I'm going to be transparent with you guys. I had to turn, and don't judge me, guys. Don't judge me on this. But I had to turn my extra bathroom into a prayer room. I mean, I don't know. Like, I had to get to that point. I'm like, you know what? I am going to get me a space. Now, I don't care where it's at. You do your best prayers on the toilet, but I have a prayer room / bathroom. I locked it down. I put, you know, and I put a little soft chair in there, and I got like all my little visuals, my little affirmations and stuff in the bath. I just shut it down.
No.
I don't care where you have to go. I don't care, guys. In order for me to keep my mind and to be in the right space, head space, I had to carve out a space. I had to. Like, 'cause without it, I will flip. And you have to get into somewhere where you can be quiet, where you can, you know, not everybody can get up at 5:00 in the morning while everybody's sleeping and try to go. Like, you know, I'm tired too, so I be wanting the extra, time to sleep. But at the same time, hey, I got me a space, and I'm going to utilize that space to the fullest of its capacity, and that's how we handle that. Let's get into the next areas, guys. In order to maintain your sanity, you must remain consistent as much as possible. You have to remain consistent. Like, when you have 12 different plans for the same goals, and, you know, you just run wherever the wind takes you, and you don't have a solid plan. You don't have a solid structure. You don't have, you know, a routine that keeps you going. Your mind is all over the place. That means that at any given time, something can immediately throw you off. So it's like you're headed, and you got your routine down. See, and I'm only doing this, guys, because this is, you know, where I came from. I had to remain consistent because I would plan, like, you know how you can write down a great, awesome plan or a great, awesome budget, or you can have a great, awesome weight loss structure, workout structure, exercise plan, and as soon you're good. You like the first 3 days in, you're there. Okay. As soon as something happens, it throws you completely off and you just throw your plans in the garbage. And then, or you'll say, I'll start it again Monday because I didn't have a 100% good week. I had to learn to stop doing that. Like, if this is the plan, stick to the plan. Be flexible, but stick to the plan. That brings me to the other area. Have a plan, but be flexible. Sometimes it's hard to stay the course. Sometimes it's hard to wrap your mind around doing the same thing over and over and over again. But when you have a sense of direction, when you are operating in consistency, then everything else, you start to eliminate everything else. You allow the flexibility, but you snap back into your routine. But you have to develop the routine. Without the routine, I don't know what to tell you guys. You're all over the place. Everything that you do. And anybody can pull you in their direction. You're doing you're writing down your business plan, and then the next thing you know, your husband wants you to look at something on Facebook. And then eventually you zone out and you look at whatever you have to look at on Facebook with him, and then you just be like, I'm done. I'm just gonna do something else the next day. No, you have to look and then keep moving. You cannot allow yourself to have inconsistent patterns. Especially if you have a lot going on in your life. If you have a marriage, if you have children, if you have a business and you're working at the same time, you got to have some consistency. You got to set a structure and a routine that will allow your mind to run on autopilot when it needs to. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with your mind running on autopilot because you know where you're going, you know what you do every day, and you can stay focused to be able to include the necessary things you need to include to build a business. I mean, it's hard. You work a 9-to-5 and you have children and you come home and you're trying to put in another 8 hours to start a business. That's difficult. So you have to be able to create a routine so that you can know where to effectively place your tasks as you're building your business. Without it, I don't know, guys, it's difficult. I know personally it's difficult. It's extremely difficult for me. This is another area that I love so much, guys. This one right here is something that I had to battle with a lot. Don't repress your feelings. Just communicate them better. You know, don't repress your feelings. Because when you repress them, you're adding more and more and more emotions onto until you get to the overtop and then you mentally snap. Don't repress your feelings. Just communicate them better. You don't have to hold back what you're saying. You just have to say it in the way that it makes it effective. Sometimes when you get to that point, that boiling point, after you have repressed so much, going through your daily life, in your work life, wherever, when you get to that point where you're communicating, it's not effective. Now you're hollering, screaming, cussing people out, calling them names that you shouldn't be calling people. You have to be able to know how to communicate. You have to say, okay, look, I didn't like the way that this was. You know, and I feel like this made me feel like this. You don't have to elaborate on stuff. You know, sometimes all it takes is for you to communicate that thing. If I come into if I come into a disagreement with my husband, I'm using him as an example. I don't go into the extra of, I feel like this, I just say, look, I don't like the way I felt when you said that. It made me feel like this. Mm-hmm. Or I'll say, you know what? I don't even want to talk about that particular thing because it's going to lead to A, B, C, and D. I mean, there's so many different ways, but one of the things that I realized that it felt better at the end, like I don't have to holler. I don't have to scream. I don't have to point fingers and say, you. But at the end of the day, I can communicate how I feel and keep it moving. That helps relieve mental anguish. Like, that helps relieve mental stress. Because if you have a disagreement or an issue with an individual or an issue about anything, like, you could be having an issue about whether you feel like you're capable of starting this business. And as long as you have that ability to say, you know what, I feel like I'm not capable of handling this business, primarily with your source or the people that you care about or the people that care about you and want to see you do good, I'm scared. I'm scared that I'm going to fail, you know. And when you say those things and you get it off your chest, then you can be able to put the right things in perspective to help you succeed. Because if you're just thinking about it on the inside and you're repressing that emotion and saying, oh, well, I don't feel like I can do this. I don't feel like and you're thinking it, eventually it's going to start to internalize. And now your whole mental capacity is driven for you to fail. Say what's on your mind. Communicate it the way you need to communicate it so that you can move on and do great things. I mean that's it, guys. We're designed to do great things. It's not designed for us to live a failed lifestyle. It's not designed. We weren't brought on this earth to be failures. We were brought on this earth to do great things, to make impact in our communities, in the lives of the loved ones and the people that we're called to serve. So how are we going to do that if we're repressed, emotionally unstable? How are we going to be able to teach our children how to be effective professionals if we don't know how to effectively handle our emotions? You know, and that was one of the other things that I had to deal with this week as a mom, having to deal with my own child having a stressful situation, you know, and having to be that one to encourage her to say, okay, sweetheart, I have to let you know that life is going to continuously to bring stressful situations. How you handle it makes the difference. Because if every time something stressful comes out, you just break down or you just go to the next level or you just, you know, go in on people and, you know, and take it to these levels, that it's not going to be healthy. It's not. And it's going to be continuous. And the more that you continue living, the more you're going to engage in stressful situations. And that's what it is. We're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to close this thing out. I just, you know, my peace out there. Like, I'm loving the fact that you guys are tuning in on CTLO Media. Brian Wallace, we have your girl, Lisa Beck. We're turning it up today. We're trying to keep our community. We're trying to build great and do great things and grind to great. Okay. All right, guys. I mean, like, this has been, like, this topic has been crazy, guys. Like, thank you so much for tuning in with your girl as we're hanging out and talking about how to maintain your sanity while building a business. Like, building a business when you have everything going on. Let me tell you something, guys. As much as we wanted to, life is not going to stop and allow us to build a successful business. It does not. You always have things going on in your life, whether it's personal, whether it's, you know, professional. You're going to always have things going on. Your daily task consumes the majority of your day. And as much as we try to hold on and juggle everything, one of the major things that you have to do in that process is remain sane. You have to keep your cool. You have to stay focused. You have to eliminate the unnecessary. You have to, you know, hold on to your authority of your peace. You can't give anyone, you just can't give anyone the authority to take you off your square, guys. You know, you have to have a source. You have to have something that you connect to. You are a source. And if you are a source, and I always tell my children this, you are a source and not a battery. When you're a source, when you hooked up to a power source, you have constant energy. But when you're a battery, you're used for a certain amount of time and then you're thrown away. You're a source, so you have to hook up to a source. It's important. You have to remain consistent. You know, you have to, you know, set that routine, set that structure in your life that's going to, you know, help you go to the next level in building a business. You have to. And you have to plan, but you have to be flexible, which is almost like crazy, right, to have structure, but at the same time have flexibility. You know, you got to have a direction, but you have to be flexible for those things that just come up where you have to adjust. I mean, it's one of those things that comes up. It's inevitable. You can't change that. And don't repress your feelings. You know, just communicate them better. You know how to effectively communicate your feelings. Because I always tell my husband this, when we get to screaming and arguing, don't nobody hear you when you arguing. All they hear is a bunch of loud talking. You know, you feel like you're getting your point across when you're cussing and screaming and hollering and going to the next level. But at the end of the day, all that individual sees is, how am I going to defend myself from this person raising their voice? That's it. They don't hear you. They don't hear your heart or anything. So don't repress your feelings and just say, you know what, I don't want to talk about it because if I talk about it, it's going to cause an argument. Not if you know how to effectively communicate it. Say what you got to say and shut everything down.
Nope. Hey, I got a little nervous.
Shut it down, guys. Shut it down. That's all I'm going to say. But going into this last one, while we're closing, guys, and while we're, you know, here, and I hope everything has, you know, really, you know, meditated in your, like, what is his name? Country Wayne say, let it sizzle in your spirit. I hope it's sizzling in your spirit right now. Everything that you need to do to be able to live a sane lifestyle while building a business. But let's go into these last two. Stop trying to please others. I mean, that's one of the things that can make you go crazy. Because, you know what, everybody likes to be pleased, right? Everybody loves pleasure, right? But at the end of the day, when you're messing around and trying to please everybody in your circle, everybody on your job, everybody in your church, everybody, you know, for your business, all your employees, all your clients, when you're trying to please everybody, your mind all over the place. And all you're doing is just doing anything to please. Can you imagine? That's like running around with it, like a chicken with its head cut off. Like, you're all over the place. Like, anything somebody wants at the time that they want it, I need you to do this, okay. I need you to do that, okay. Then you have no time to build, no time to focus, no time to listen to what is necessary to take you to the next level because you're too busy doing things for other people. Like, it's nothing wrong with doing things for other people, but if you're trying to please everybody, that's going to drive you crazy. I'm just going to let you know. Like, it's going to drive you crazy. And then you're going to be burnt out. And then, like I said, you're going to be the battery and not the source. When you're a battery, people are going to use you up. And then when you're depleted, they're going to put you right on the side in a canister with all the other batteries that they use. I'm just saying, it's real. It's real. So stop trying to please others. Focus on your goal. You know, if they happy, they happy. Good. I'm not even excited if you're happy, but I'm happy that you're happy. But if you're not, that's not my concern, you know. And here's the thing. At starting a business, that's one thing. You know, you want to keep your customers happy. But you're not going to have all happy customers. There are going to be some people that are going to be hard to please. And my husband had this conversation driving in one day, and I was telling him, like, you want to have that one, I mean, person that's intentionally difficult. Like, they did that, and they didn't like the onions on the sausage. They are intentionally difficult. And they're going to do everything in their mind. And he said, I don't care as long as they don't spit on me. I said, but if they spit on you, and you clap back on them, and you go in and you hit them, oh, that's a lawsuit. You a millionaire, and they got $2, and you slapped them, and now they got half your million. I mean, we see it all the time. We see it all the time. People wait for a particular moment in time for you to mess up so that they can monetize. There's some people out here that, you know, are there and, you know, just there to create havoc so that they can monetize. My pastor, Angela, she said, it's called proper planning, even when it's about others. You're the first, but that comes with focus and discipline. Definitely. You have to put yourself first. You have to properly plan how you're going to assist the people that you're trying to assist. Not every time they need you. You can't, I mean, people think that because you have this cell phone and because you have access to social media, sometimes that light is green on Facebook and I ain't even on that. It's just a green dot.
I don't believe it.
It's just a green dot. You know, and it'll sit there and it'll say you active.
I turned my light
off
because people kept saying, I know you are.
People text. Did you get my text? And they'll call you within 2 seconds. Did you get my text?
And
sometimes you don't even.
Your sometimes, like, so you know, these phones, you have an Android, right?
Mm-hmm.
Android phones are always updated. So Facebook updates like 25 out of 30 days of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some
of them. You know,
yeah. I mean, and it's a serious thing, you know. Like, I don't have to if I don't answer my phone or if I don't answer a text at the right amount of time that you feel like it, then that's how society has, you know, has evolved into, like, you know, this on demand access to everybody. I had to shut down, like I had to shut down and be okay with shutting down, like now. And I tell you, now I come in the house, my 10-year-old, he comes downstairs, and I call him the phone keeper. He comes downstairs to retrieve my phone, and he goes upstairs and does whatever he's going to do on there. He's going to play on games and stuff. Now, you might see him click on something, and you'd be like, oh, the light green, she on there. No, it's him. You know, the phone might ring, and if it don't get answered, it goes straight. And he clicked that straight decline button. How many people got kids that will click the decline button on your phone real quick if they own it? Grandbabies. How many people got grandbabies that if they own Angry Birds, they're going to click that decline button real quick? But it takes that. You have to shut down so that your mind can reset. All the time, we're always on the go. We're driving to work. We're on our phones. You don't supposed to text and drive and get on your phone and drive, but we even when we come to
250.
Yeah, it is. It's serious now, Eleanor. If they even see it in your hand,
250.
It's 250.
Second time, 350. Last time, suspended.
Oh my God.
$2.
That's terrible for your phone, and that's your phone bill right there.
I know.
But I'm telling you guys, like, that's serious. Like, you have to turn off. You have to allow your mind to reset. You know, and I was telling my daughter that today, your body can't run 7 days without sleep. Your mind can't run umpteen days without rest. You have to have rest. Your mind has to rest. You have to turn off your phone. Like, my founder, she gave me a challenge because I was telling her, like, you know, once my iPhone broke, I was like, I was in a slump. So everybody that has iPhone and they were trying to iMessage me and it wasn't coming through, I didn't get your messages, guys, because my iPhone is broke. But I got another iPhone. I just ain't hooked it up yet. And she was like, I need you to shut down. I need you to put your phone up. So that's what I did. You know, and my husband, he's loving it. He's like, yeah, because I used to be on it. Like, I would do work on it and respond to texts. Some people got texts to me like 3 o'clock in the morning. I know some people who I know that actively work at 3 o'clock in the morning. They not sleep. They up with me, you know, with the crazy folks. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I had to turn it off. I had to, you know, just stay focused. But I'm going to close on this note, guys. I'm going to close on this note, family, right now. Nothing or no one is more important than you maintaining your mental stability. Like, there is not one person or one thing on this earth. I don't care how much you love them. I don't care how much they need you. I don't care how much they make you feel, how good they make you feel, whatever. There's no one or nothing more important than you maintaining your sanity, your mental stability. Because guess what, guys? If you go crazy, what good are you? If you're somewhere in the corner and you have a nervous breakdown, guess what? You're going to be in the corner with a nervous breakdown. And everybody, I mean, you are awful. I am not. But if you are no good, if you have a nervous breakdown, and that is serious, guys. Like, that stuff is serious, I'm telling you. But what good are you? What good are you to your family? What good are you to your job? Guess what? You break down, your job gonna find another person to replace you. If you break down. So that means what? You can't let your job have your mental stability. You can't. You give them the best of you professionally. You go in there, you do your job. But if it caused you to have a mental breakdown, that's going back to what I was saying initially. You giving them the authority to have your peace. You can't do that. That's not to say that it's not going to be stressful situation going throughout your day at work. But at the end of the day, you can't break down because of work. I love my family. I love my children. But guess what? They're not more important than my mental health. Like, they're not going to make me have a stroke because they're doing crazy stuff. And now I'm just all bent out of shape. And now I'm in the corner. I can't think. I don't want to eat. I don't want to, you know, talk. I can't function because of it. No, they're not that important. You come first. If you don't love yourself, then how are you going to be able to love anybody else? If you're not in your right mind, how are you going to be able to do great things? It just doesn't happen. It doesn't. And, I mean, nothing. There is nothing. Nothing. Hear me out. Nothing on this earth worth your mental health. Not the president, not the people, you know, doing, not the shooting, not the gun violence, not anything, nothing.
What was number 10 again?
Nothing or no one is more important than your mental health. We got people out here that are snapping. And when I say snapping, we see it all the time, guys. We see people going out, just going into movie theaters and shooting up the whole movie theater. Now, you think it's crazy, but you don't know what took that person to get there. And sometimes a lot of us aren't too short. You know, we like one more wrong thing from snapping out too. You know, and it's like, it's so important to maintain your mental health. That is the central nervous system of all your success. If your mind ain't right, man, nothing is going to be right. If you are not aligned and focused, nothing is going to work. You have to zone in. You have to eliminate anything that is not conducive to the things that are important to you. Is everything important to you? Everybody's important to you. And you feel like you call to the whole world, that might be something else. But for me, I'm okay with staying right in my lane, doing what I need to do, hooking up to my source, taking all that unnecessary busyness. I'm not a busybody. I don't like being busy just for the sake of being busy. I mean, taking away all that little unnecessary, eliminate unnecessary relationships, friends. Like I posted one thing, it's time to cancel out relationships that are doing more withdrawing than they are doing deposits. You know, if people, if every time I have to engage with somebody, they're taking something away from me all the time. I can't even have, like, sometimes when I help people, I want to feel good on the inside. That's a deposit. Me feeling good on the inside for helping someone is a deposit. But when a person feels like they're entitled to be able to just be in my space, in my zone, and engaging in me mentally every day, I have to check that thing. I have to look at it and say, no, that's not where I'm at. That's not, and I have to be consistent. I have to have a routine. You're not going to be able to get everything done in one day. You're not going to be able to build a successful, build, operate, and run a successful business, nonprofit in one day. So chop these things up. Set your routine. Do little things to get you to that goal. And reflect on where you are. You know, thank God for the milestone, because you might not wake up tomorrow. So can you say that, oh, I've accomplished at least one thing, to say that I was in the right place at the right time doing the right thing to get me closer to my goal of building that business or writing that book or whatever it is? Time is limited. You know, you only have a certain amount, and not everybody is worth that particular time. You know, you have to stay in it. And don't refresh your feelings. Say what you got to say, you know, but say it with some grace. You know, all you have to do is put a little grace on it, you educated, you know how to talk to folks. Use your language. You use your vowels. Use your inside voice. Know how to communicate with people. If you don't like what's going on, say what you don't like and keep it moving. You ain't got to go back and forth with people trying to explain to them why, and then they want to try to say, well, it's because of this, and now you're trying to justify why this. No, just say how you feel. I don't feel good about that. I don't like it. And on that note, I'm out. You know, you just have to, don't give everybody, guys, I'm going to say this again, don't give anyone the authority, anyone, I don't care who it is, the authority to have your peace. Your peace is the central nervous system of all your success. Like, if you're not in a place of peace, your mind is all over the place. You can't zone in. You can't just say, you know, you just need a few minutes of peace. Just a few minutes. Turn off the phone, go into your prayer bathroom, and just be at peace. Dr. Dana is making a come on in the room.
Do you have a closet?
I installed a tape. It takes a closet. Pastor Jamal Bryant said, hey, sometimes you don't even have a closet. You have to go in the car. Then sometimes I had to sit in the car for about 15 minutes until I seen my baby, my 10-year-old, guys. I have to, you know, keep it going. My 10-year-old will be pulled up, and he'll come out in his tie-dye drawers and his T-shirt and knock on the door and say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad. My baby, he has autism, but I tell you, he is he's a saint when he want to be. He can be a devil when he's upset. But he'll run out, and I'll be like, baby, just give me 15 minutes. No, he's going to come out the house and come get me. Or my mom's going to open up the blinds, and say, you know, did you get the cheese and macaroni? You know, before you get into all the necessary things, have that moment to yourself. Be at peace so that you can do great things. Be at peace so you can think about the next move. When your mind is all over the place and you're overwhelmed and insane and busy and constant, when your mind is all over the place, you can't effectively make a sound decision because your mind is constantly, constantly going. The phone wants to do it to you. Your people want to do it to you. Your job wants to do it to you. Everybody wants to keep you going. You're not an energizer, buddy. You're a human. So I'm just saying, on that note, it was a wonderful, wonderful, consistent, authentic, truthful. Thank you, Pastor Angela. That's my pastor. I have to shout out to my church, Greater Love, Greater Works, Outreach International, where my covering.
Your covering is right there.
It's
his name is Michael
Herndon.
That's your covering, right?
You know
there.
What? He's forfeiting that right here. He's going to be in the forfeit at that thing. Let him say one more thing. Pastor Robert L. Johnson and Angela L. Johnson, I love you guys. My TTLO family, Dr. Dana, Reverend Dr. Dana King. He's too Sunday up, guys. He put his whole foot in the Holy Ghost. You put your whole toe in the Holy Ghost and threw it up. We had to represent Pastor Ed. Whole toe. And we're really touching on a lot of things. I think that's why I had to come up with this what we put in my condo right now about everything, because he was, oh my God, he shut it down. That was in the historical Ebenezer Baptist Church. Missionary. You got to put that missionary on it, guys. If you don't put that missionary on it, I don't know, you ain't been missionary Baptist. But, I mean, I'm just so happy, guys. This Thursday has been the best. With all hell going on in my daily life, all hell breaking loose in my daily life, I was able to be energized. I was able to be fed. Like, you know, I have people that so into me. My co-worker and Ann McDaniel, Travel Bug Annie, she turned us up with this name. We just sat there and looked at each other like, look, baby, we got to get this thing. We're not gonna be sitting around here just singing hooks. that just came in my mind. We're not gonna just be sitting around here just doing nothing. We gotta make great happen. That's what we're called to do on this earth. And as long as your head is hot, keep your mind. Praise God. Thank God. Let me say, God, thank you for waking me up in my right mind. Just have some appreciation for the living in your right mind. It makes you a great one. I love you guys. Thank you.